For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, today, in the middle of all the controversy about new developments in wash day products, the news about deep cleaning Oxidol is clearing up a lot of questions for women everywhere, especially the big question of how to get clothes sparkling clean. Women are discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. Now, this fact was proved to women in an amazing demonstration, and one of the women present at this demonstration was Mrs. Don Phillips of Great Neck, Long Island. Here's what Mrs. Phillips saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with a leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me that Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading short cut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Phillips. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to do. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And then, most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, deep cleaning Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, at long last, has Shuffle finally gotten the goods on the cousin? Because you remember yesterday, Shuffle came to Ma with proof that the cousins have been telling lies. With the help of his friends in the Middleborough Police Department, Shuffle has evidence that the cousins' big shot friend, the mining executive, Mitch Myers, is purely imaginary. Will Shuffle's insistence at last make Ma and Fay see the light? Well, our scene is still the same. The lumberyard office in the middle of the morning. Present are Ma and Willie and Shuffle and a very indignant cousin Ed. Listen.
That's what we'll do then, Shuffle, Willie. We'll go down to the bank and look at that tax certificate. Cousin Ed, I'm sorry to leave you here in the office alone, but we'll be back in just 20 minutes.
I hope, Cousin Ma, you realize what you're saying. I'm listening to all this stuff from Shuffle. I hope I don't have to tell you I won't be responsible for the consequences, Cousin Ma.
What's the matter, Cousin Ed? You scared of what we're going to find out?
Now, no more squabbling. There has been enough squabbling today.
I don't get it. What's all this about? That stock certificate ain't any good to me anymore, Ma. I got to turn it back to Sylvester. After all, I sold that stock.
It's real simple, Willie. It's a simple question.
Yeah, there, Willie himself said it. That stock certificate don't even belong to him no more. Taking stuff which don't belong to you is against the law. It's grand bigamy or arsony or something. I'm warning you folks.
But, Cousin Ed, it can't do no harm for me just to look at that certificate and see whose name is signed to it.
I don't get it. I know whose name is signed to it, Ma. Mitch Myers' name. M.M. Myers.
That certificate is signed with the name of Myers?
Well, sure. He's Sylvester's friend from way out west. He owns the company or something. He's the fellow I bought the stock from. Likewise, the fellow I sold the stock back to. Through Sylvester, of course.
No. You don't understand, Willie. I got proof. I got proof from the Department of Corporations of the state of Wyoming. I got proof from the Middleborough Police Department. There ain't nobody connected with the little giant mining corporation named Myers. M.M. Myers or B.B. Myers or Z.Z. Myers or any other kind of Myers.
But that's silly, Shuffle. If there's nobody there by that name, how could he sign the certificate? Come on, I'll show it to you. I'll prove it.
There. Now, at last, somebody's speaking sense. Let me shake your hand, Cousin Willie.
hit the nail right on the button. Yeah, how could good old Mr. Myers sign that there stock certificate if there ain't no Mr. Myers? You believe in ghost shuffles? Spooking around signing stock certificates in the middle of the night?
Listen, you switching little sawed-off peanut faker. If there was a ghost signing stuff in the middle of the night when decent people was asleep in their bed, I'll tell you that ghost's name. That's that son of yours. Mr. Sylvester P. Hemmiger. And furthermore,
yes, sir, I said that there would be no more quarreling. Now, I want to see the tax certificate. Come along.
But I don't understand. The deal is over and done with. Are you trying to prove something, Ma? At least if you are, tell me what it is.
No, young fella, it ain't Ma who's trying to prove nothing. It's me. Ma, she's just like you might say, an innocent bystander who happens to be right smack in the middle when the fight starts. Only now, Faye's in it, too. Oh, whole family's been plumb bamboozled, fleeced, swindled, gypped. If we don't put a stop to it, it'll get worse.
Talk, Cousin Willie. Just more shuffles, crazy talk. Don't believe a word of it, Cousin Willie. Like you yourself said, the whole deal's over and done with. Only Shuffle just can't get it through his thick head. He ain't always right.
Shuffle, are you still barking up that same tree? It certainly ain't flattering to me, you saying that I got bamboozled.
Son, with all due respect, there's bigger things at stake now than just you. There's little Faye. Maybe she's going to get bamboozled into marrying the worst, no good, low life who ever crossed the town line. And there's Ma Perkins herself here. Maybe certain people have been trying to bamboozle Ma and getting away with it because Ma's got such a kind and loving heart and she's above looking for such shenanigans. And maybe there's you and me in another way, Willie. Maybe we've been bamboozled out of our job. And me, bamboozled out of my hometown, my whole life. Now, do you want to hear the facts, Willie, or do you just want to stand there and make noises like a chicken in a barnyard?
Facts. He ain't got no facts. He's just digging in the boneyard. Digging up old bones and rattling them around.
I can't stand no more of it. Shuffle, in all the years that we've known each other, we've always got along so good. Even now, during these past months, I've said to myself over and over, nothing has changed with Shuffle. My feeling for him is the same. But you forced me into one bad minute after another, Shuffle. Now I'd like it to stop. Will you come along to the bank with me, if you don't mind? Cousin Ed, I'm real sorry, but everything I just said to Shuffle, I must say to you, too. I don't like no part of it. Now, come along, Willie.
Would you like to sit down, Cousin Ma? A drink of water, Cousin Ma? Oh, maybe that there cigar, Willie's, is bothering you. Willie, I believe your cigar is bothering good old Cousin Ma.
Now, how can my cigar be bothering Ma if I ain't even got it in my mouth? In fact, I ain't even got it lighted. I was just chewing on it, that was all.
Well, maybe she don't like chewing.
The subject under discussion ain't chewing. The subject, it's... Okay, I quit. Ma Perkins, over and over, I took my solemn oath I wouldn't come here and bother you with my bad ideas about your cousin. And then each time I forget my solemn oath, and I come up with more of this bad talk of mine. And then I see how my bad talk breaks your heart. I don't like doing that to Ma Perkins, so I won't do it no more. I do declare that maybe you're better off believing in the cousins, Ma. No matter how far beneath you they might be, you might be happier in believing in them than believing in the truth. So I give up, Ma.
That's more like it. Spoken like a man, Shovel. No hard feelings, Shovel. So you just forget about that there stock certificate now, eh, Cousin Ma? Yeah, just forget about it and let Shovel go peddly fish someplace else.
No, Cousin Ed. No, I can't do that neither.
But Shovel takes back what he said, Cousin Ma.
Well, what Shovel said, he said. The words were spoken, and we heard them. I said I don't want it to go on no longer. This thing has got to be settled. Come along, Willie. You can come, too, if you'd like to, Shuffle.
You mean you're figuring Shuffle might be right? But that's a real bad insult to your own cousins, Cousin Ma.
Yes, that's all it is, Cousin Ed, an insult. I'll be the first to apologize. And if that's all it is, you got nothing to be afraid of.
I can't make head or tail out of it, but anyhow, let's stop standing around talking Chinese. If we're going to the bank, let's go.
I'll go along, too. Anyhow, as far as the bus,
I'll explain all this to you as we walk along, Willie.
We'll be back in a little while, Cousin Ed.
Yeah, but... Yes, Cousin Ma.
Go on, Cousin Ed.
Yeah, only maybe I won't be here. Where's that phone? I gotta get in touch with Sylvester. Hyenas are closing in on us. The wolves are howling for our scalp. That boy and his big ideas. Operator, operator! Cassie's cousin Ma's going to find out there ain't no real Mitch Myers. Leastways, none of us connected with no mining company. Mitch Myers just a fella used to print up them certificates. Sylvester bought a batch of them certificates for $5 just so to swindle away. Operator! Operator! What's the matter with him, egghead? Operator! Doggone, here's a customer. I won't be able to talk nohow. Listen, Mr. Customer. Could you come back later? I'm real busy with his here telephoning. Ain't I seen you someplace before?
Sure. You're at Hammaker. We met out west. Hello, Mr. Hammaker. Oh, boy, am I glad to see a friendly face again. I've been hitchhiking for it seems like a year.
Well, you got the advantage of me, friend. I ain't sure I remember your name.
Oh, I was born a friend of your boy's, Sylvester. Myers is my name, Hammaker. Mitch Myers. I'm a printer. Listen, you couldn't let me have 2 bits for a cup of coffee and a donut, could you? I ain't that since yesterday.
Today, women everywhere are talking about, raving about deep cleaning Oxydol, because deep cleaning Oxydol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats grimy dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxydol. They're sparkling white and bright. You can feel clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell clothes are fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxydol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxydol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxydol package. And so Mitch Myers arrives in town. Obviously not the big shot executive, but a vagabond. What's going to happen? Well, a lot does happen as the cousins move to head off tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxydol.
Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.